Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here Sunday morning. What's going on in New York? What's going on with crime? Well, with us today is a common sense former congressman, Congressman Peter King. He's going to fill us in. Congressman, tell us about Long Island, where you live. Tell us about New York City. Tell us about New York State. What the heck is going on?
First of all, on Long Island, certainly in Nassau County, we have our new county executive, Bruce Blakeman, who really, to use the old expression, hit the ground running. Bruce is doing an excellent job. His predecessor, Laura Curran, who's a good friend of ours, she also did a good job. But Bruce came in, and he's doing an excellent job working closely with the police. He's everywhere. I don't think there's any event that Bruce Blakeman is not at. He's getting the job done, and he's riding very high with the voters, justifiably so. We're still going through the whole situation of not knowing who our candidates are going to be for state Senate and Congress because the lines haven't been certified yet by the court.
When is that supposed to be over, Congressman?
My understanding is May 20th is supposed to be over. Now, we have candidates lined up if the lines were what they reasonably close to what they were before, but who knows how it's going to be because those first set of lines were so crazy and so partisan and so, I mean, going from the North Shore of Long Island, North Shore in Suffolk, into Nassau, into Queens, up to the Bronx, up to Westchester, Mamaroneck. I mean, it just was, and then you have, of course, in Brooklyn, you have the district with Nicole Meliotakis, which stretched all over from Staten Island all through Brooklyn. So again, right now, there's a lot of anxious people looking to see how the lines are going to be. But overall, the situation in Nassau County is doing very well. The town of Hempstead, they're doing well. The town of North Hempstead, first Republican supervisor in over, I guess, 33 years or so. But I think the big issue is all of us look to New York City. I grew up in New York City. You grew up in New York City. I grew up in Queens, went to school in Brooklyn, worked in Manhattan. So I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I moved out to Nassau County 50 years ago, but I grew up in New York City. My father was on the NYPD. When I see, the crime that's going on now, people can be critical of Eric Adams. I think he can be more consistent. I think that he should follow through more on what he says. Having said that, he is starting to get the job done. I mean, he's taken thousands of guns off the street. I just wish he could be more consistent on that and not worry about what the left-wing progressives are going to say about him because they're never going to be for him anyway. I mean, he was a cop. He sides with the cops. That makes him the enemy. He's anathema to these people on the left. He should go out and do what Giuliani and Bloomberg did and let the police commissioner do her job, Keyshawn Sewell. And we saw a case just this week where a police officer was shot. Fortunately, the person who shot him was shot and killed, but it was a life-threatening situation. The cop was wounded badly in his arm. Fortunately, he's out of the hospital. He was hit hard. The bad guy, the criminal, was shot dead. But when you look at his record, he's a career criminal. He's arrested 9 times already. One of the most recent crimes was for he had a dangerous weapon. He had a gun. He jumped the turnstile, and the cops found out he had a gun on him, a loaded gun. And by the way, that shows the importance. People who jump turnstiles, often that's where you're going to catch guys who are criminals. So anyway, he was stopped on the street with a weapon. 9 arrests. When he pleaded guilty, he was out. He was never held. He was always let out on bail because the bullets were inoperable. That was not considered a deadly weapon, so they couldn't require him to post bail. He was out. He pleaded guilty. He's out again. He was free without bail, awaiting to be sentenced. And during that time, he was undergoing a mental health program. And the idea was if he did the mental health program that he probably wouldn't do any jail time. 10 days ago, the people running the program said he was doing fine.
And then what happened?
He went out and he shot the cop and he got killed. So, I mean, this shows how, all these good intentions of not arresting people.
Everybody has good intentions.
Yeah.
But violent crimes, and I'm only dealing with violent crimes,
right.
Enough is enough. At what point is enough is enough?
And that's what you'd hope that Albany will respond to. I've given up on them. Go to Albany and name and shame. Go after the state senators, the state assemblymen, including the Speaker of the Assembly and the Majority Leader in the Senate. Go after them, and let the New York people know who is not willing to have common sense legislation against criminals. And you mentioned this. On Long Island, there's a number of Democratic state senators up for re-election this year, and I think they have to be targeted. I'm not saying that in a partisan way, but they're all lined up with, unfortunately, the progressive crowd in Albany when it comes to criminal law. You know, let's face it, John, you led the charge last year in the district attorney's race against Todd Kominsky, who was a state senator who was very involved in the bail reform law. And he was proud of it at the time. Then he tried to walk away from it. But he was the overwhelming favorite to be district attorney. And Ann Donnelly ran against him with so much effort by you, John, and others. People came together, and he ended up losing by 16, 17 points. We have to get that message out that we're going to do the same thing this year to any Democratic senator who does not absolutely commit to voting to repeal bail reform. But even with that, even if they do, the thing is, they're still going to vote for the, you know, for the leaders. And the leaders can still manage to sneak this stuff through. So,
well, somebody should go to these leaders' precinct and yell out and scream, what are you going to do to keep up New Yorkers safe?
Those leaders come from districts where there's often a very high crime rate. That their constituents are the main victims of what's happening. We have to get it out. We can't give up. That's where the mayor, I think, has a bully pulpit. He has a forum. He should go out and really use that clout to talk some sense into these assemblymen and senators.
Well, Democrats and Republicans will stand side by side, but with the mayor.
Right.
But he has to go out, yell and scream, enough is enough. And both Democrats, we will get common sense Democrats, common sense Republicans to stand side by side with Mayor Adams and tell him, enough is enough. We can't take it anymore.
You're right, Joe. We can't take it. And again, we have NYPD is an outstanding police department. The Commissioner, Keyshawn Sewell, I've known her for a number of years. She can do an outstanding job. Let her do the job. The mayor can give the overall directive and then let the cops do what they have to do and not worry about what the left wing is going to say.
Well, Mayor Adams did a press conference with the commissioner
right
on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, and there was rumors going around she was going to get the blame and get bounced. So I guess there was a reassurance of confidence.
I would certainly hope so, because she is not to blame, I can tell you that.
She's not to blame, I agree with you.
Yeah, she can do a great job. She's trying to do a great job. She will do one if she's allowed to do it and they don't pander and give in to the left-wing progressives.
Congressman Peter King, thank you so much, and I stand side by side with you, and we will make sure that common sense Democrats, common sense Republicans, stand by common sense politicians to do the right thing for all people in New York.
Thank you, John. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.